Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Guru with you on 95.7 The Game. Coming up this segment, your chance to win a Pat Spencer jersey. When you hear the, we're going to play it now and then do it that way, Evan?
When you hear Steve Kerr talking about how he's an MF-er.
Yes, so you'll hear Steve Kerr say his now famous line about Pat Spencer. And when you hear that, we will give you the contest line and caller number 5 gets that jersey. So there you go. Go ahead.
I was waiting for you to go.
Okay.
Oh boy,
Al Horford. How about this? Do you give Al Horford any credit? And the great Cam.
Okay, our man.
Came in early today. And said that there's some advanced defensive metrics that have Quinn Post, the third best center defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
Give Horford any credit for that?
I don't even
the
want
veteran,
to answer that.
The
that's
veteran
a dumb
influence?
Question. No. That's
you
stupid.
Don't?
No, he's a player.
Okay.
I'll give that to the coaching staff, but you
what
are
about
reaching
Udonis
bad.
Haslam?
You are reaching bad.
And how about
I
this?
Need you in uniform, Skip, playing. He's got sciatica, and we should have saw it coming.
Well, here's the other thing, Goo, is whenever you talk about Butler and Curry and Draymond, it's always about the playoffs. Like, why doesn't Horford get that same benefit of the doubt? He's got to be ready for the playoffs. That's all that matters for him. He's not playing. He's like Butler. You didn't really pay him to play games in December.
Yeah. Well, oh, man.
I'm just telling you the truth.
No, like, I mean, if we don't see it in November, December, January, how the hell can you expect it?
Well, that's
hopefully
how
we get to the playoffs because we're the eighth seed now.
Well,
I thought
he
was supposed to contribute on nights that weren't back-to-back. And we haven't seen it for whatever reason. And the sticker price told you, dude's older. So don't be shocked if he can't go. And it just hadn't been a flow yet.
Yeah, I mean.
Man, Valanciunas was out there. Remember we talked about him? And I know you say, oh, Goo, he don't fit. But, man, if you could have got a guy like that.
Why? Well, why have they not acquired Jonas Valanciunas the 6 times he was available in the last 8 years?
Hey,
like they must not like him.
4 or 5 times, I understand, but this 6 times, Donnie, like, damn, dude's like, he's thick, he's tough, man, a great screen setter. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that, but I can be let me be disappointed with the Horford signing until we see improvement.
Yeah, I'd be more disappointed in other guys who've been playing more who've gotten us to this 13-12 record. Like that, and that's the big three.
Yeah.
Like, see, that's like,
somebody's trying to say hello to you.
That's the thing with the Warriors. Is,
hey,
we have spent the last week talking about Spencer and the 13.
Rightfully so.
We don't talk about Curry. We don't talk about Draymond, and we don't talk about Jimmy Butler. And to me, they are the top three reasons why we're 500 right now.
Oh, Stani, I would say they're the only three reasons. There are three reasons we are one game over 500.
Well, now, what happened when Butler, Draymond, and Steph weren't on the road trip for the most part?
And that's going to happen. I get that. And it was a three-game road trip. I'm not defending that, but you're the one that told me, Goo, get ready for 65 games, 17 to 20 games where these guys aren't going to play. But the one positive, and I'm searching, of that three-game roadie and even the home game against OKC is Pat Spencer has emerged. I'm not telling you Pat Spencer emerging is going to take this team to the Western Conference Finals, but when I got Steph Curry averaging 27, Dre defensively when he's available doing what he's going, like I know what I'm going to get with those guys, but to Leroy's point about Jimmy, I feel like I've been, and it doesn't matter. There's no award for being first, but I'm the one, and other hosts here have said, you know what? I feel like, you know, Jimmy's Smokey Robinson. He's not playing bad. He's too good to play bad, but he's not giving us that extra. And if he can, we can get that extra from him, man, who's to say that can change where, how far we can go or get out of the play in? Because right now, that's where
so
we're
you
at.
Want Jimmy Butler to give you extra in the middle of December?
It sounds like
that's
you're
what's unrealistic.
Me because?
Because he's 36. And that's.
I hope you're so wrong.
That's the problem. Yeah. How do you get to the playoffs as a top six seed if
you
have no continuity during the season?
This discussion, I love it, is centered around Jimmy.
Okay.
If you're right, I do feel a tad bit better, but I'm also offended. Because I'm like, okay, he's cruising and he's pacing himself. But then if you allow me to go back to last year when the chef went down, your best player went down, he did not step up with field goal attempts. So which one is it?
He can't step.
Now that's scary. Like, if you're right and he can't.
But the idea that Steph Curry's not going to be there, so Jimmy's going to take 25
that's
shots.
That's not too hard.
Like, yes, it is. But like that's not like that goes against every part of his game. Jimmy Butler wants to go 8 for 13. Mm. He wants to go 7 for 7 from the line. He wants no turnovers, 6 assists and 7 rebounds. Like that's his perfect game. Like he is the opposite of a volume shooter.
But he's a savant at the game. Like nobody will second guess his mentals. But I'm using last year because I can't let it go yet. That's fine that you want it to be that way when the chef is out there and maybe you can get away with it and you had all up in all, you know, during the second half. But now I feel like I wasn't mad or disappointed enough last year and I was irate and there's clips of me going in on why he didn't shoot. And you got to come out your comfort zone if you got the goods, even at this age, Donnie. I think he has the goods.
Who?
Jimmy. To be more demonstrative offensively when Steph was out, maybe we beat Minnesota.
No chance. Not with those athletes. Like Butler, there's a reason he struggled against Minnesota. Here's the other thing that I struggle with because to me it's important. Okay, so let's say Jimmy Butler, okay, the playoffs last year he wasn't good. Okay, but he was hurt, right? Okay. Yeah. Can I say, who cares?
Oh, man.
These guys, like, that's part of who they are now. If they have to play when they're not 100% and they're not quite as good as they are when they're healthy, then you have to take that into account that they're not playing at the level they've played at.
Regardless of why.
Right. Like, I hate to say it, but Curry, he's missed 9 of 25 games. All right. Now, if he comes back Friday and is not good because he's not in great shape or he's rusty and he's got it. Let's just say he doesn't play well Friday.
It could happen.
And you get beat. Like, that's part of it. Like, that's part of it right there. Like, was he hurt? Well, he's coming off injury. Yeah. So he's not the player. But those games count. Like, that's part of, and it's got nothing to do with his numbers. I don't really care about Curry's numbers. It's about they not only have to play, they have to be healthy when they play so that they're the players they really are. And I think over the course of the last couple of years, we've just seen more and more performances from Draymond and Steph and Butler where, for whatever reason, they're not as good as we hope they'll be. Now, Steph's not the main culprit there.
We don't have him.
Butler and Draymond Green, yeah. I mean, they're incapable of playing 33 minutes a night, 74 games a year, and being at the level that they've been most of their career.
Now, I hear you, but I'll say this, and this is what's concerning, and I'll bring it back to Al or any athlete. Stoney, you can prepare, you can think you're doing everything so diligently to where you can avoid the injury monster. You just can't. And you can see guys on back-to-backs. Al, I get it, he's older. But even when he plays, I don't care if he was 25, forget being damn near 50, the bottom line is it could pop off at any time, and it did for the Warriors in the playoffs last year. But, like, you got to go for it. And if you're telling me, Goo, hold on and prepare because we're going to tread lightly and not exert that much energy or our big dogs aren't going to do that,
right,
then we're destined for the play-in.
Okay, well, then you are, and then that's what's going to happen.
And the reality is of that is that's where we're at now.
Right, right. It's impossible for the Warriors to have their big three healthy all season, win 50. I think it's...
That bet's... I got some for Dibs today. But yeah.
I just... Yeah, you have to sacrifice a part of the season if you're the Warriors because it's too long of a season, I think. And...
Then when it's all said and done, my operation avoid the play-in was ludicrous?
No, they might be a top six team. I don't know. But I do know that with this kind of team, it's going to be hard to just get continuity.
Like Dre's foot's really, like I believe his foot's really hurt. And right. Steph had a quad issue. So that's them not balling. And I gave them the Warriors flowers real quick early on about not doing what all these young teams are doing or any other team in the NBA is finessing the system. Remember, I was like, man, these guys are playing. So these are legitimate injuries.
Of course. And they're going to have more injuries. They're going to have more injuries this year, you would think. And even if they don't, if the Warriors don't have injuries this year, you know why they won't?
Tell me.
Because they will have load managed to such an extent that they avoided injuries. But even if they load manage, then
they're
going to have to figure out how to win those games when they load manage. And I mean, I don't see it. Yeah, they had a nice little road trip, but that's what I don't think is sustainable. Yeah. I don't think they're going to win a lot of games without Steph Curry and Butler and Draymond Green.
Go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
You serious? Is that mother... That became clear.
All right.
Is that mother... That became clear.
All right, there it is. You want a Pat Spencer jersey? Be caller number 5 to 415-523-4652. You want a Pat Spencer jersey? Don't call the 888 number. Call 415-523-4652. And anybody who calls the other line is banned.
Pat is that mother... That became
so there you
clear.
Go.
That is beautiful.
Caller number 5 with a Pat Spencer jersey. What if I told you I don't know his number off the top of my head?
Oh, Stoney, come on, man.
So you do?
Who am I? I'm the black nerd. As I type Pat Spencer's number.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Okay, I got it.
Well, not his phone number.
I forgot he has a weird number.
His jersey number.
61.
Do you remember what it stands for or why he picked it?
That's a good call by you. You didn't Google hit anything.
No, but like, we can have a fun. What does it represent?
He told us it's because there's 60 picks in the NBA draft, so he was undrafted.
Okay.
And he wore number 7 in college for lacrosse.
That's dope.
Oh, it's number 67.
No, he wore the number 7. 6 plus 1 is 7.
Evan, I get it.
So it's not 61 because he would have been the 61st player drafted?
There's two meanings. One meaning is he was undrafted.
I got you.
Okay, what's the other one?
I got his pin out.
6 + 1 = 7, and he wore the number 7 in college.
So you get, that's dope.
All right.
Yeah. It's a combo, Snotty.
All right.
Hey, I was going to ask you this because since we played the Kerr news.
Go ahead. Yeah,
and he was great with Willard and Dibbs as always. I hate that I know you, and sometimes when I know you're like changing on air, it bothers me, but you're not, you don't even know you're doing it at times. But it's okay.
You don't know what you're listening to at times, but go ahead. That's right.
If you're Steve Kerr.
That's right. I said it.
And you look at this situation now, we don't know what he's thinking, but I'm being real with this question, and I'm going to answer after you go. Would you want to come back to this?
No.
Would you want to re-up?
No.
I got my own complaint.
No.
The reason I asked you that is I think it's yes, and I think that contract will be structured around Steph and Dre, and they ride off all together. I'm just feeling that.
I hope not.
What's your why? You kind of told us in past.
I don't think he wants to coach here beyond this year. It's just going to be.
Now, when you say here, because of what? Restraints? How the team is or what?
If the Warriors go 44-38 and don't make the playoffs, but they make the play-in, or they lose in the playoffs in the first round, why would Steve Kerr want to come back and coach the exact same team next year?
Would want to come back and suit up and drink.
I don't think
they're in it together?
If the Golden State Warriors don't make the playoffs this year.
Oh, no, that's a. Ask him to come back.
What do you do? I'm not talking about just with Steve Kerr. I said, what if this team's relatively healthy and they're not a playoff team?
I mean, man.
Then what do you do in the offseason?
Well,
you can't bring it back. Can you?
Well, he's a, and then I, Steve I believe Kerr he's a coming made back. Man. And I believe if that happened, he wouldn't want to go out in this run on that note. That's me.
What note?
Of not making the off. That would be a colossal
failure.
Well,
what makes you think they're going to make it next year if they don't make it this year?
Because we got some stuff that we saw what happened at the deadline last year or before the deadline with Jimmy Butler. We got the Kuminga conundrum that could produce something. Who knows, man? I don't think they're up in the front office like, yeah, this is it. Michael Chad on Michael Jackson. I feel like something could pop off. I'm dreaming and hoping, but that is a fact. They did something last year. They told the world and they did it.
Let's go to Gil. Gil's in the East Bay.
Gil.
Hey, Gil, how you doing?
Incredible. You guys finally called me.
Oh.
Okay, look, it's like this. This is my opinion.
Gil.
Whoever is the Warriors team doctor should be fired. The general manager should be fired.
Ooh.
Sciatica, can't you diagnose that? Sciatica? Is this something you could foresee? Not only that, I would help you guys out because you guys are in trouble. It's OKC and everybody else. Okay?
Well.
Guru, we almost agree. I have hope also. But it's OKC and everybody else. In the days of Jimmy Butler shooting 15 or 20
yes,
or 25
talk to
shots
me.
A game. No, come on. That's freak about that.
Oh.
That's not going to happen. But this sciatica thing. Sciatica? Come on. The team doctor can't diagnose this in advance and say, wait a minute. This guy's got sciatica. Sciatica, you cannot make this transaction. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we love you, Gil. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks, Gil.
I hope Gil and yourself are wrong about the field goal attempts for Jimmy. That's one thing. I'm going to shout out my boy Red Silk Basie. He had the OKC Thunder being a dynasty, and that's what it is. It looks like right now. I think they're going to win more than 73. And I'll let you handle the diagnosis, or you should have seen the sciatica coming.
I'd rather get into Jimmy Butler a little more and kind of what I think of him. And here's what I think is going on with Jimmy Butler.
And you're smiling.
Yeah, because he was never a great athlete, but he was more athletic than he was. One of the things that I've noticed is I feel like most of his points
give it to me.
Are he gets from being clever, having guile, baiting the defense into a foul, but he's lost some athleticism where he, if he doesn't have an advantage, he can't make a big play or he can't score consistently. And that's my, and I think when you run, when the Warriors run up against a team like Minnesota, he's going to struggle. He's going to struggle because he's 6'6" and he's going to be guarded by guys who are younger at 6'8" and more athletic and smart. And it's just harder for him because he's not the athlete he was. He's got to rely on the head fake and the lean in.
The gadgets, the tricks.
Exactly. And I just don't think you can you can go where you need to go when it's I think the Warriors in the half court sometimes struggle to score, and that's a problem.
If you are right, and I hope you are not, but I'm going to give you that you need a dap for that one. That's a dap up. That's a handshake, Donnie. Because if you are right, that explains what we're watching. And you and Gil, I'm on Fantasy Island, tattoo, the plane, in regard to thinking he can do more. But I've noticed that that's what it takes. And maybe that's just getting older in the NBA. But, Stani, I think I want to double back and fight you on he never was a great athlete. I thought he wasn't. Against Denver and him against the Lakers in the bubble, for his size and his the dude could, here we go. I got to be careful. Pods can dunk. But he played above the rim and could get his own shot, I thought.
I don't think he did.
And played the passing lanes.
Well, I'm talking about, he's not Anthony Edwards. He's not an athlete like that.
Yeah.
He's not even a Kuminga.
There's nothing to be ashamed about there.
Well, but that's my point, is he's not a great athlete for pro basketball players.
If you hit the slippage of athleticism is why he's leaning on that stuff, and I see it a whole lot. And length bothers him, but who doesn't length bother? You could be onto something.
Well, it doesn't bother. It tends not to bother players who have length and players who have a quickness advantage against guys with length.
That's an interesting take.
I mean, it's not Jimmy Butler. It's harder for Jimmy Butler to score now than in the past.
I'm not comparing him to his counterpart, the chef, but it seems like it's getting easier.
Who?
Steph.
I
you know what I mean?
I would have to disagree that I don't think it's
going to the rack now. And the shooting is the shooting. And he could pull up on us and say, "Goo, it's a little more difficult, but wink wink, you can't tell, hence 27 a game."
Yeah. But okay. I don't know what to tell you there.
Somebody said
I don't know how I can say you're right at 37.
I'm not telling you he's not getting older. I hope that you know
but
what
you
I
said
mean.
I can just take in what you said. And you said you think it's easier for Steph to score now than at any other point.
It's still
in his
nobody's have identified how that blender area that he's taking advantage of, Stani, is still to this day nobody's mastered it, and it's why he's still having success. That you can meet me halfway or give me.
Of course, but don't tell me he's scoring more easily now than he ever has in his career. I mean, that just flies in the face of logic to me.
I'm fixated on this 27 a game, and I know you're saying he's missed 9 games, man.
And what's the record in those 9 games now? 4-5? They might be 4-5, about the same as with him.
I'm going to let you have that.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up on the other side, code word number 3 for the day, so you can win your town jerseys of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. So I will give you the word on the other side. And we're talking about Mike Dunleavy. Mike Dunleavy's been in charge of the Warriors for the last 2.5 years. He took over this team in 2023. After they lost in the second round to the L.A. Lakers. A year after that, the Warriors didn't make the playoffs. Last year, the Warriors got to the second round. This year, the Warriors are 13-12. And it's a simple question. How do you think Mike Dunleavy's doing in 2.5 years since he inherited this team from Bob Myers? 888-957-9570 is the number. Are they in a better spot than they were when he took over in 2023? 888-957-9570. Hey, the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So if you're going to the game, we also have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. So go to 957thegame.com and sign up now. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Warriors will be a boneyard.
It's bothering me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
This just can't be true.
Yep.
It can't be true.
Hurry up. I'm hot. I got to let something go.
Well, go ahead.
I come in here every day. We're family. It's the holidays. Evan, you're in this too. Cam. Damn, what part don't you guys get, man? Tomorrow is not promised. We go 4 hours. We've been here since 9.
Yeah, well, some of us.
And Been here since. It's Sam Lubman's birthday. Thank you guys for telling me. Happy birthday to Sam, the producer extraordinaire on the Morning Roast. It's his birthday, and I wouldn't have known had I not looked at Facebook and got the notification. So happy birthday to Sam Lubman. Jesus, Evan.
I thought it was on Saturday. He had a little get together. I couldn't make it, but I thought it was on Saturday.
So is he one of those guys?
Hold on. He had a get together, and I wasn't invited.
What's new?
Are you going to rescind the happy birthday?
Exactly. Take everything back. I'm just saying. Evan, well, it was sad.
Lubman's on my invited. He's on my bad side, though,
dude,
too.
Dude, go ahead. I'm hurt.
This can't be true. I need listeners to help me out here. There's no way this can be true.
Lubman,
are you telling me that I cannot get a nonstop flight from the Bay Area to Memphis, Tennessee?
Oh, that's not even a shocker.
Go every Greenway. Single one is one or two stops.
Yeah, no doubt.
Come on, Southwest?
Yeah, I had stopped
Oakland to Memphis?
Nah, when I went to the SIP, I had to do
this
the same thing.
This is a joke.
Stopped in Denver and Dallas.
This is a joke.
That doesn't even sound right. Oakland to Memphis? What were they? Nonstop?
Two Southwest hubs?
Wow.
Wouldn't that? I would have thought two Southwest hubs, maybe.
Did you look at SFO?
Yes, and everything's two flights.
We got some
you hate
people.
To see it.
Two flights and a 75-mile drive?
It's all for the Green Wave.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was talking.
You're trying to get luck at him.
I was talking to my buddy and he's saying, are you really thinking about going? I was like, yeah, but I don't. He said, you should go. He said, it's unbelievable.
I told you that. Oh, well, I wouldn't
know. I can kill two birds with one stone because I have an SEC. They're on my bucket list to go see an SEC game.
You did say that.
So I could see an SEC game and at a place called The Grove in
don't we got one out here?
That's a bar.
Well, The Grove.
It's also a restaurant.
This is actually a grove, I think, where they tailgate.
I can see you out. Like, when will you know?
El Guapo Khalil said, what about San Jose? I said the Bay Area.
Somebody saying, I probably didn't hear the invite from Lovin. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty damn
That's
good.
That's a four.
No,
damn.
I didn't. Actually didn't check San Jose, but.
Oh, you need to. I mean, what if you check
okay,
it?
Okay, so it's an
out.
Hour and a half drive here to the airport. It's just a nightmare.
I want you to go,
I
want to
go, too. Well, there's another issue, too.
We got Evan.
Well.
It's the holiday.
We need more than Evan.
What's going
we
on?
We need more than Evan. So I'd probably have to roll next Friday.
Oh, yeah, I got the funeral.
It's probably not happening.
You should go.
We got young cat Thundercats here. We got a show meeting tomorrow.
Show's doing well.
Healthy. Look at my man, Silent.
This is
life and death.
This is actually an interesting text from the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Something I kind of thought about a little bit. Fellas. Let's talk about the biggest rat on the table.
Uh-oh.
Brought to you by AgCo Pest
Control. Because you put a
big
one out, Steiny, and I appreciate it about Jimmy and the athleticism. But go ahead.
The young guys lately playing with energy and the return of the old guys who don't play with that same energy. That could be a problem.
Have you thought about that?
Yes. Absolutely. Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy have to play at a little bit different pace, don't you think?
Man. You got to be able to, like a good margarita, you got to be able to blend it, right? So we should, so that's crossed your dome.
Yes, it has crossed my dome because I think Spencer, I think Santos, I think Post, Melton to a certain degree, they have brought a level of energy that Moody, Pajemski, and Kuminga haven't been able to reach on a consistent basis. So my question is, will the Spencers and Santoses continue to play, or will they figure out a way to impact Pajemski, Kuminga, and Moody into playing with more urgency?
So we're talking about pace.
And urgency. Like, I do think in a crazy way, like Moody, Pajemski, and Kuminga, they're not crazy about their roles.
Man. Well, there's no
but
doubt.
But they think entitled is too strong of a word, but they think they should have first dibs on all the minutes that the veterans don't play. Yeah. But that's not the way it works. If the other guys are playing with more energy, more urgency, and here's the problem. They're playing noticeably harder than most of the guys on the team.
And I'm feeling good about it, but do you know what you're saying when you say that out loud, man?
What do you mean?
You're saying that the other guys are insinuating that they're loafing or because they're older, they're not.
No, what
but
I said.
Why am I feeling I said, different about the team? Because no, I said that there's more energy.
What I said was the truth. They seem to play harder with more urgency and more competitiveness. Like, see, this is why I love you. Because you're over there going, Stiney. But that's why we've talked about Spencer for the last week. Because he plays harder than the guys on the team. He plays harder than the guys like Kuminga, Moody, and Pods. Like, it's okay to say that. He's hungrier. He's got, you know, he's more willing to take risks because he plays more fearlessly. Like, the reason Spencer's been talked about so much is because, to me, the eye test shows that there's certain players in this team that have another level of energy to give, but they haven't been giving it.
But I got to stand up for a guy real quick. Right. Hasn't Pods been the Pete Rose of the Warriors since the inception of him? To say Pat's playing, he's playing better, but harder. I mean, man, we can't. I wouldn't put.
I think there's a motive
now
behind why and how people play hard. And that's the thing that shines through with Spencer. He's going to play hard no matter what. When he goes out and steps on the court, the only thing he's worried about is the team. How can he help the team? I still think we're at a point with Moody, Kuminga, and Pods where they're still thinking about their own games, how to elevate their own games, Pods is thinking about how Pods can play well.
How to get the key.
To affect the team. Like, Spencer's just doing everything he does to affect. Like, I just think his motives are kind of more pure, honestly, Spencer's. Like, it's not about his numbers. But I do think those other guys, not that they're all about the numbers, but they're at a different point in their career where they think they should be emerging. They're not. And maybe one of the reasons they're not emerging is because they're not playing hard enough or with as much urgency.
Well, Steve Kerr told Willard and Dibbs, when you do emerge or you are playing, he's going to go to the hot hand. And hence the whole career of Moody, Kuminga, and Pods as a Warrior. You know, you have your ups and downs. But I want to put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. And it's a good rat. Tell me if it's unfair, A, B, C, and D. However you want to answer. But let's do it. It's no bad answer.
Well, you'll take the easy way out if it's a tough question.
If I asked you right now, who's the better basketball player, Pat Spencer or Brandon Podziemski, how would Matt Steinmetz answer that? And is that unfair to Pods because Pat Spencer has not done as much as Pods for as long? Is that not fair to Pods to even ponder that question? But let's do it.
I mean, based on what I've seen in the last 2 years, I would say Pods is better. But Pods,
his handles are better than Spencer's.
But Pods can be his own worst enemy. He just can. Like, if Pods had Spencer's role, he would be trying to do way too much, I think, if he were Pat Spencer. Like, he would say, well, I gotta do it all.
He had more than Pat's role.
Yeah.
And he was the new flavor of the month.
Right, it's too much role for him. Mm. They gave Pods too big of a role.
Pods' handle is not better than Spencer's, that's for sure.
I think they're both average ball handlers. Spencer and
Pods. Yeah, I thought I'd run that by you.
Like, I think, like, that's, when we talk about Pat Spencer, like, I got to believe he can be pressured. So let's see what happens. Let's see if that's the next step for the way teams maybe try to defend.
And you mentioned, can he keep up the shooting, Pat, from deep?
Yeah. This is Nick Friedell.
Nicky.
He was on with the Morning Roast. And where he's asking about Spencer's minutes. Where do they go? Who do they come from? Or does Spencer just not get the minutes?
I think that's what it boils down to, Dibs, is it's probably Pods is a little lesser and Buddy is a little lesser. I don't think either one of them are going to disappear, though. The guy that, as the shakedown of minutes probably goes, probably may find himself doing a little less in the moment is Will Richard, but they really like Will Richard. I mean, all of a sudden, guys, I remember talking last week. It was like, who's going to be the guy? Who is this person going to be that can get everything together? Pat not only produced on the floor, but I think his story and how he's gotten there and that clip right there about I'm going to be ready when the opportunity is called. Nobody owes me an explanation.
Nick Friedell,
that was
of The Athletic.
Yeah, Willard and Dibbs, Donnie, I heard them play it after you had left them yesterday. He doesn't owe me a damn thing. Like that, man.
Well, if you want
to heavy, man.
If you want to compare Pods and Spencer, like I think Pods is a better shooter. But I don't think Pods is a great shooter. Like I don't think Pods is a great shooter at all. And it's like I'm looking at Pods' numbers and he's shooting in the high 30s, but it doesn't feel like it.
Okay. And what about creating your own shot? I'd give that to Pat.
Well, Spencer can take that little fadeaway in the lane and get that off.
Create for others? I give that to Pat. Or you say I'm being too sometimes.
I can't base four games.
Right, okay. But what I've seen.
And
okay.
Say Pat Spencer's better than Pods. I mean, Pods, didn't he have a great game against Houston in the postseason, Pods?
Yeah.
Like where he definitely helped him win a game
He's
or
helped
a couple
him win
games.
Many a game.
So
people could be riding around and I would get it. Goo, that's unfair to Pods, but the reality of the situation right now, if this were stocks, Pat Spencer's higher than any of the others right now.
How about
this? We'll see what it does.
How about this?
Yeah.
Look, we all like Pods and we all like Spencer. But if you're a team that's playing both those guys, isn't that an indication of where we're at?
Well, you went there with Post in the
exactly.
Horford side. I wasn't mad at
exactly.
You. But I was just like, you didn't say what I wanted you to say and what I think I heard. But I got you.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors, they play the Timberwolves on Friday at Chase Center. You know what's funny, Goose? I have not looked at the schedule after that.
Dude, this is crazy. Lightning's going to hit us. I was just about to... Oh, God.
Next 10 minutes, don't go anywhere because I will give you the third keyword of the day in the next 10 minutes. So don't go anywhere. Go ahead, Goo.
No, I was just going to pose that same question to you. I know you're like, yeah, Goo, who they have after, and they got the Blazers at Portland. And that
That's
game,
a loss.
Dude,
they can't beat Portland.
We got to share football, the Niners and the Warriors, but they play Portland. It's a night game, but still. 6 o'clock Sunday night. So
in
be
Portland?
Dessert. Yeah, that'll be dessert. In Portland. 0-2 against Portland, as Fitz told us.
310, Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line. Did Pods get too comfortable with House? Yes, I think
no,
he did.
No doubt about it.
I think
no
he has.
Well, that's better than saying his skills have dulled or have gone away or they figured him out. It's all about a mindset. And I'm just going back to Sunday's game. He played a good game, a fishing game. So let's see if he can feed off what the coach has been saying and he goes to the lab and we get more of that. But this pace thing has me, or how they play is fascinating, and we'll find out Friday.
More Nick Friedell on do we have to put
– oh, my God. Look.
Well, here's the thing.
And I didn't say it.
Here's the thing. Yeah, Curry's on. Spencer's on. Friedell's on. And I'll be a son of a gun if it doesn't always come back to, what about Kuminga?
I know that there's so much focus, and the three of us have talked about it seemingly all season. It's January 15th. Where I would just caution everybody is, when has a trade ever just taken place on the day that it finally could take place? I think everybody needs to buckle up here because – this is probably way closer to two more months of will he or won't he, then, January 15th is going to come and we're going to wave the wand and everything's going to be done. I mean, Kuminga has to play better when he gets the opportunity, and it will come at some point. As Butler said, he's not going to play every single game the next couple months. There are going to be chances, and it is better for Jonathan Kuminga and it's better for the Warriors if everybody just continues to handle this as professionally as they can.
Yeah, partner, you know where I stand. I've resigned from the
Where do you stand today?
I resigned from the JK Fan Club. I'm disappointed in them. I'm rooting for them. Bottom line is this team is too devoid of talent to have his ass just be a bump on the pickle for the red. I think this was – Kerr will never say it. Against Chicago, and there was a price to pay, punishment. But I really believe Friday, he gets some minutes. What he does with them, I don't know. And I feel like at this point, if he got 12 minutes and they were good, solid 12 minutes, and he was busting his ass, that could turn into 21 minutes.
Right, then that'll play terrible.
Well, we won't talk about that, but that's where I think. You cannot just give this dude a mulligan. We're not good enough.
It's amazing.
What is?
I just can't stand the guy anymore.
I love Kuminga. You would take IU back.
He's done something in this league.
Well, according to you, not much.
He's been on a Super Bowl team. Team that went to. Do not compare Kuminga to Brandon Ayuk.
I'm talking about you.
I don't think that's the point. I think Ayuk's fine. Kuminga's not even in Ayuk's league.
Both got contracts.
I don't want to talk about Jonathan Kuminga. But everybody's talking about him.
How can you not?
And that's what life's about.
He could be the key to change.
No, he couldn't. No, he can't.
Because now you're saying he's not going to get you diddly squat. He's going to get us something.
You know what? I'll tell you what. 888, here we go. Steiner, you going to trash JK? No, I'm not. I don't even want to talk about him. Everybody else is talking about him.
You brought him up.
He's not in this one. He's no factor.
But that's your thoughts, but you can't.
No, he's been no factor for 20 games.
But are you looking across from me? Your hair looks fine. Are you looking across from me and looking in my eyes telling me he will not play anymore?
I don't care if he plays or he doesn't.
No, but there's a yes or no.
The writing's on the wall.
Okay.
He's gone.
But he's still going to play. And that might be this Friday.
Right, and that's a shame because they have totally screwed this up. And now they got a guy on the team who doesn't want to be here, who's not playing hard, who's clearly the rat on the table.
A lot of things.
I'm not blaming it all on Kuminga. But
playing hard, you can.
Huh?
Playing hard, not playing hard.
What about him?
You can put on Kuminga.
Yes.
That's just being a pro.
Yeah. But no,
we've never had this issue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I just... Guru, 707. Guru, I'm proud of you for hanging up the JK pom-poms. I am too.
Like, I don't want that.
No, take it. It's a good compliment.
Please.
You got one right. You're getting one right.
Hey, listen. Dude's going to be there. You'll be in the building Friday. I think JK plays.
You know what? I'm not going.
I thought it was IU, and Evan can speak for me. I'm not trying to throw you in this. I can fend for myself. But guys like that just bother you. But, man, for you to
like
say
who?
He's Aiyuk. Like, there was just something about him before he even got his bread. You didn't like how he just handled his business.
Yeah, I don't.
But he never loafed on the field.
He didn't block, Guru. He was out of shape, and he didn't block early in his career. But he had a couple good years. Two more than Kuminga. God love Kuminga. I want him to go somewhere, and I love Kuminga.
And play. No, seriously. Once that happens, I'm
rooting for him. We've seen
him play. Did you just say, I just want him to go somewhere?
Yeah, basically.
I do.
I just want him.
I do. I want him. Here, you know what? I want Jonathan Kuminga to go to another team and be either the worst player in the history of the game or to be, like, really good.
Okay. But I'd hate the guy.
Why would I hate Jonathan Kuminga?
No, it's all basketball. It's from a basketball. I'm going to be honest.
I don't like his game.
I'm being real. I'm putting rats out. I don't care. Call Atco and,
careful
and
here.
Billy.
This is what Zucci was talking about on the text line.
What'd he say?
Just go ahead and I'll try to find it.
I need to hear now.
I'll try to find it. I can't.
It must have been that profound.
No, it was. It was good.
Listen, this thing is so complex, this Jonathan thing, Jonathan Kuminga situation, and you can't deny he's been a lightning rod and just hearing his name. And I feel like from fans, forget the organization, and I put them in at it to a degree because they're part of it, he's been mistreated. He's been mishandled. And that's why when you bring up his name, it just is fireworks. So with that said, there's still part of me, Stoney, that feels like if he gets put in the right situation, forget winning a title. We're talking about him putting up numbers, getting 30, 32 minutes a game. He can give you those hollow numbers. There's no doubt. And that's probably what ails him. That's probably what he's sick to his stomach
about. You realize what you just said. You said he's Corey Maggette. And I would never want that guy on my team. Because he's not – he just doesn't. But
if we talked about Maggette, do you think, hey, was your career fulfilling? He would say, yeah, because I got to
– Was his career fulfilling to the teams that employed him?
No, to him. And that's what he would say. And I'm not saying that's the right way to go about it, but for you to sit here and say what he becomes if he does leave here, let's be honest, 85% of that is numbers.
Exactly, and that's not winning basketball. I have no doubt he could average 20 a game.
What if he said, I got a ring, Scotty, I won one here in the Bay?
Okay, great.
Just our guy in Sacramento, who had Caspi, who had the ring. And you said you wouldn't wear it.
I wouldn't.
At some point, we really, as a show, because we do it, we need to talk about OKC. And the caller got me think,
why?
This is unfair. And if I set
but
the number,
but you think you can win a title?
If I set the number,
but it's all
right,
about number
hold
five.
On, just let me get it out.
And that's a part that bothers me too.
If I set the number at four, can they win four titles when it's all?
I would say under.
I'm looking at it like I would say over.
Okay.
Anything could happen, but I'm assuming health.
Well, this thing is the crazy. Bulls never won four in a row.
That's a weird assumption.
15 in a row.
Like, that's the other where the rubber meets the
and
road.
And those picks they
the
still have.
The rubber meets the road. Anything and everything for Steph. But we'll pretend Oklahoma City doesn't exist.
No, I'm not. I'm
Let's
done.
Pretend Oklahoma City doesn't exist.
This thing
exist.
Is out of control. You seen their draft picks?
And you know what's funny? Here's the other thing. If I asked Warrior fans,
league.
Would you be willing to go the Oklahoma City route? They'd be like, no, never in a million years. Oh, my God. We'd have to have 3 years where we don't make the
stop.
Keep trying to piecemeal it with fossils.
Championship coming soon.
Yeah.
Well, you were defending Horford. I went at that pick. Or that, and then you defended Martin Luther King for him.
He's harmless. Al Horford is harmless.
And that's the problem.
Okay? He's broken.
That's it.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, though? It's okay when Jimmy Butler sleepwalks through the regular season, but when Al Horford does, we got to get on. Why are we getting on Al Horford? Because he's a role player, and we don't get on our stars. Not here in the Bay. Hey! That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. gifting Omaha steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.